Salam. So he's over these three Lavan. That's Ahal Betzorit till now. But now the Gemara says Gevaldik Echidushim, and from the Rishonim it's Mavur. That what it says further, this is a Loshen of Rav Yehudoi Goy. Va'af al gab the chozro la'achayish. Even though he returned this Aveide after Yish, the Bailam was Miyayish. Is matono de yoivle. So it's considered he gave him a matone b'yisure da obad obad. And the Yisurim that he was over, he was over already. Now, before we get in the Oimek HaSugye, but let's just understand a few problems. Problem number one, what is Pshat Matono Hu D'Yoivlei? L'chere Yish is in Koine. Bisura Siliyodai. So what's that matona de Yoivle? It's considered he gave him a matona. Then Bisura Dovat Ovat, it seems the he's not misakin any of the Isurin. So this is the difficulties of the sugya. And Rashi does not explain anything on this sugya. Just Rashi says, "Not lof neyish lo yishok de lamashmish ze bekisoy." So Memele, he took it before Yish. That's how Rashi wants to explain. And we mentioned yesterday, this is Rove. We have a problem. Safila before is memashmish yish shalay medas. So we said, other Rishonim say Rashi was Geiris Rabbe. That's, but the whole memra of Rabbe Rashi doesn't explain. Now, let us just go to the Rif. We'll see there's a Pirish of the Baal HaMoir and the Ramban, which are Moiridik Yisoidistik. And we won't learn the whole Baal HaMoir and the whole Ramban, but Al Kaponim will learn the beginning of the Baal HaMoir and the middle of the Ramban. This is Andaf Yudalit Omid Beis Bedafei Horit. Let us just see the beginning of the Baal HaMoir. Omar Rove, Roa Sela Shenoflo Lifnei Yish. It was before Yish, someone lost a Sela. Notlo Almenas Legoizlo, and he picked it up, he wanted to steal it, Oive Bekulom. Mishum Lai Sigzel, Oshim Teshive, Lai Suchalisale. Perish Mar Rav Yehudoi. Now, what it says later in the Gemara, this is from Rav Yehudoi Goy. Ba'av al gav da hadrei leboso yish, even though he gave it back to him after yish, so he picked it up before yish, and the law something, he picked it up amanas legoizloi. So now he was over three yisurim, leisigzo, oshif teshivim, leisucha lesalim. He has no intent of returning it. So he was over three yisurim. Now the fine. Now it says va'avol gav da ahadre lebosa yish, even though he returned it after yish. Of the psyo, he did lechera good thing. Matone ba'omo deko yoivle. So this only a matone visure da'ova da'ova. But the yisurim he was over. He was over the yisurim. And the three surim was over. He now just gave him a maton. V'ikasheloch, frek the Baal HaMoir, heiche have matone, amod nezach, it's a matone. V'amrinen, the Gemara said in the beginning of Eilu Metzius, that if a person picked up something, lifnei yish, av al gav the shamino de yayish lipsoi. Some picked up something back to the whole abai. He picked it up before yish. Given the chiyasa leyadi bisurasa leyadi mechayim ladur. That was the beginning of Elam Metzias. Someone picks up something before yish, so it's mechuyiv to be machzeret. Yesh lahoshiv. Emfert the Rambam. Osam beisur aveda osal yoda. That pshat is isura osal yoda means beisur aveda. That means it's a chiyiv of hashavas aveda. Well, if mechuyiv ladure, if you pick it up before yish, it's chal a chiyiv hashava. So even though he's miyayish, it doesn't help. Given the chiyos al yodi, bisuros al yodi, mechayiv yahos, yesh lo hoshiv, hosam yisraveidos al yodi. Lefikach mechayiv ladure, so that when he picked it up was before yish, it was chal a chiyiv hashava. So he's mechuyiv to return it, even though he's miyayish later, the chiyiv hashava was chal, and he's mechuyiv to return it. Avoloch ishami. Our Gemara is different. The Gazla knew. Our Gemara was speaking about a Gazla. Sherei Niskaven Legoizla. Here we're speaking about he wanted to steal it. The Gazla Koine Loilam Beyish Mishum Takonis Hashon. Now he's shedding some light on the sugya. That the Merove Letamei Da'omba Bepeik Merube Yish kedi koni begazlan mishum takonis hashovim v'lasilches ekevosei we don't pass ken light rove v'lav rove hu el rabbe banachmeni du baplukte de Rabbi Yosef. Fine. Al koponim, what did the Baal HaMor say so far? So one thing we know. The matonim that the Chazal made at Takone that a gazlan is going to be used. We don't pass him like that, but that's irrelevant. Agama is going according to Rabbi. So Mamele, this person, someone lost an aveda. This person, he picked it up on Manas Legoslo. See, he's a gazlan. He's a gazlan. So Mamele, when he picked it up, he's over Lesigzu. It's an Aveda also. He's over Shiptishivim. He's over Lesuchalisalem. I mean, he's over three Avedas. Someone said he was over three Avedas. Fine. Now, he was Miyayish. So if there wouldn't be a Takonis Chachomim, it was Gonish Mit Gonish. I mean, Yechayev Bashavas Kseili, Yechayev Bashavas Aveda. You're not going anything. That would be without a takonah de Rabbon. But Rabbi says in Merube, they made a takonah sashovim by a gazlan. So Memele, as soon as, now he's a gazlan also, he picked it up on Manas Ligzel. So as soon as the Nigzal, the Oyved Aveda, was Miyayish, so I was kind of Miyayish. It's mine now. It's mine. Finished. It's mine. So Al Koponim, the words matone ba'almo deyoivlai, we can start understanding a little. It's mine. Matone means I've been something, it's mine already, it belongs to me. So mamela, so the words matone ba'almo deyoivlai, we can understand a little. Now, let us go to Taisvis. Let us go to our Taisvis. And let us try to understand how our Taisvis learned the sugya. Matone ba'alme udiyoyblei. It's a matone. Ve'im taima. Zrek Taisvis akashen. V'leilav d'loi sigzol mikri nitik lasei b'perik shiluach hakam. In kain kibben d'linyin gzeile loi mikri matone gam hoshiv teshivim lomo loi tikei. Now, let us explain Taisvis Kashi. L'choyre, we can say, and I saw Natar Shmuel, he brings down, this is one mahalach, Taisvis learned like the Baal HaMor. Fine. So he was kind of a Yish. Fine. He was kind of a Yish. It's his. But now Taisvis has a Moiradike problem. Taisis has a problem. Let us be magdim when the Taisis HaRosh asks the Kasha. I think the Rosh also by us asks the Kasha. Taisis asks the Kasha, the love the Laisibzal Mikri Nitik Lasei. When the Taisis HaRosh asks the Kasha, he says, the Gemara in Chulin says that if a person stole something, a filu, it got burnt, he's Mekayim the mitzvahs asay by paying for it. Where it says this in the Gemara, I couldn't find it offhand, but I'll kaponim azayzik the Taisis HaRosh, that if a person stole something, even though it's burnt and he paid for it, is mekayim the mitzvahs asay beheishiv es abzeila. Now, let us appreciate what the Taisis HaRosh is saying. Now, you'd ask me, he burnt it, fine. He's mekayim beheishiv es abzeila. That's not the gzeila shegozel, on Judah. He's giving him money. He's mekayim beheishiv es abzeila. The Rosh held, there's a concept of mali hein mali demeyim. I'm giving you money that's worth how much the gzeila is worth. That's the heishimus gzeila shagozel. This is the shita sarosh. This is the shita of Taisus and Malkus. Taisus and Malkus after zvova medal falls also. If you give money, you mekayim the mitzvahs I say, but the heishimus gzeila. The shita saramban also by us could be the balamoyr also like this. So now, Taisus had a tremendous problem. He was koine, he stole something, Baruch Hashem, is a takon of Yish, it's his, Gevaldik. But he owes money, I mean, he owes money. If he gives it back, so it's not worse than he gave back money. It's his, he's giving back now, it's his. But lechayre, when you give back the chayfetz, you mekayim veishiv es gzeila. It's not worse than if it was burnt. Now give money. I'm mekayim veishiv es gzeila shegozel. Mali hein mali dmeim. So I give back the chayfetz that is mine. So it's ein lecha. So I'm zichem mekayim veishiv es gzeila shegozel. This is mamish the gzeila. It's mine now. Good. It's not worse than my money. So, what's that maton the Balmadir of Lay? He now was Mekayim the mitzvah Beheshiva Sagzela. Number one. And number two, Taisvis holds that just like the mitzvah of Beheshiva Sagzela, you're Mekayim by paying for it, so the mitzvah of Ahoshiv Tishim, you're also Mekayim if I pay for it. So Taisvis all of a sudden learned a Gemara, and Taisvis had a tremendous problem. What happened over here? I told the Balmud the Yovle, Visura Dova Dovat, and Shuldik. It's not a Matone. He's not giving Matonas. He's not Mekayim Matonas Lavyanim over here. He's Mekayim the Mitzvah of Hashem Sagzela. And he's Mekayim the Mitzvah of Hashem Teshive. And not Isura Dova Dovat. Gzela Zalava Nitik Lase. So he wasn't tired. So the S of Hashem Sagzela is Menatik the Lav. The Mitzvah of Hashem Teshive, he was Mekayim. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? Taisus got stuck in the Gemara. The Maton of Alma Taisus could understand that he was kind of a Yish. That could be. Good. We'll say our Gemara is going according to Rabbi in the Bava Kama that it was at the Konas Hashon. But it's Maton of Alma and the Surah Dova Dova. Taisus had a tremendous problem. And that is Taisus Kash. Ve'im taim aval elav to lay sigzel mikre nitik lesa bepek shiluach hakan, and the Taisa Rosh means afilu you give back money, you also mekayim desa. Im kei, kivin de linyin gzeila lay mikri matone, that's not a matone, he's mekayim the mitzvah ishev as a gzeila by returning it. Gam hoshiv tishivim lama lay tikin, so I returned the Aveda. Taisus said, you're right. The Gemara, you have to learn with a grain of salt. Maton the Baalma is, the Gemara means it was over Leisucha Lisalem. That's what the Gemara means. I
You learn the Gemara with a grain of salt. That's it. Lesucha, because Lesucha Ma'ala, if he was Miyayish already, so that's you label Lesucha Lesalm. Yish already is, because of my halom, he didn't get it before Yish. It was Miyayish because of my halom. Ozefa Lesucha Lesalm. And the Loshen HaGemara will live with it. That's Shita Satoisvis. But, we all understand, it's a very difficult pshat in the Gemara. Fine. But this is al kaponim, shita sa toises, l'chayrik say toises, sound like the Baal HaMoyer, and toises held, it's not a maton, it's a lavanitic less, it was mekayim desa of her Shabbos today, it was mekayim desa of her Shiv Teshivim, ain't a chanam. That's how toises lam pshat. Gemara means, la leisucha lesalam, it's too late. That's what the Gemara means. The issa of leisucha lesalam, it can't be misakan anymore. That means it's after Yish, Leisucha Lesalam, you should return back the Aveda. That's Leisucha Lesalam. If it came to after Yish, everybody is, you waive Leisucha Lesalam. Now, let us go back to the Melchames. And now we'll see Moiradike Yesoides in the Melchames. Now, we will not learn the whole Melchames. If we'll go back 7 lines in the Melchames from before when the lines get wide, let's just go back 7 lines and the end of that line is the word zoo, and we'll go towards the middle of the line, Vahochi hu svore de goinzal. That's what we'll start over here. Vahochi hu svore de goinzal. And let us see the lotion of the Mohammeds, and if you doubt them at base, bedafi yarif. Vahochi hu svore de goinzal. This is the svar of the goyim, that this is the girs of the goyim, matono ba'alme, the ovid, the matono ba'alme, the koyoivle, and the surah d'ovid, d'ovid. The gzeile va'aveide hizu. This sela is a gzeile and a veide. We'll see soon. Va'aveide niknis b'yiyush. Now, Aveda's nickness b'yush, heicha shaloi notlo. Aveda is nickna b'yush if a person will not take it. Which means as follows, we'll translate each few words as we learn them. The Ramban is saying like this, what is the din if a person lost an Aveda, and he lost it 2 o'clock in the afternoon, a quarter after 2, he was miyayish. I'll pick it up 20 after 2. So what is the din? It's mine. Finish? Yish is kaina by aveda. That's din number 1. Vaveda niknis biyush heichesh loinotlo. If a person did not pick it up, a person picks it up, there's a problem. But if a person doesn't pick up an Aveda, and then he was miyayish, so I'm it's kinda. Ugzeile eina niknis biyish midereise lo'ilo. Gzeile, you never kinda. It means if I steal something and he's miyayish, you never kinda. Midereise. Bim tim tsaloy me niknes, this kind of domim mi a mishalim, you have to pay for it, that's for sure. A person steals something, he has to pay for it. Now, vizu, kivin shenotlo legoizlo, this person, when he picked it up, he wanted to steal it. V'loy lehashiva, he had no intent of returning it. Harei hi kumenachas bekalke, so it's equivalent
as if it was lying on the karka, v'niknis b'yirush mitam aveide, so yekoyne b'yirush mitam aveide. The bish loyme eiche shenot lo b'toiras aveide, if a person picks up something, b'toiras aveide, wants to return the aveide, v'lo yamenas legoizlo, koydem yirush, he doesn't want to steal it, and he picked it up before yirush, the yevsha liknoisa beyush. He can't be kainet beyush. Mneisha yodoi kiyad abaylam. Because his hand is equivalent to the baylam. Vishayma socha shalem. And he's their shayma. Who? Hilkach loilom ein eniknis beyush. Hoyel viyeshna bushus abaylam. Avol bezu shalmenas legoizla notlo. Arehi lebailim kemunachas bekarke, v'niknes beyish legamri kedin moitzim metziya la'ach ha'yish, peinei chayev leshalim domim klal. Elekayim v'eishe v'sagzele, shrei niknes legamri beyish mitam aveide. Hilkach afa pisher zira oive bekulom, v'za perish boro v'nochi. Now, let us explain what the Ramban said. The Ramban said a mouthful over here. The Ramban says as follows. If a person picks up an Aveda, and before Yish, he's a Elch Yid, he wants to make a Shavas Aveda. So the din is when you pick up an Aveda, you become a Shemer of the Bailam, a Shemer Socha, a Shemer Chino. Hashemer Aveda is Hashemer. He's Hashemer of the Bailam. The minute he picks it up and he's Hashemer of the Bailam, we consider Ke'ilu, the Aveda is now Bershus HaBailam. He is Hashemer that's holding it for him. So the Aveda is now Bershus HaBailam. Bailam doesn't know about it, but it's irrelevant. The Aveda is Bershus HaBailam. Yisoid number one. Yisoid number two, let us imagine for 1 minute that a person has a watch in his pocket. He tapped his pocket and he doesn't find the watch. So he thinks he lost the watch. He's miyayish from the watch. Miyayish, I lost the watch. Finished, he lost the watch. But between you and me, the watch is in his pocket. So the Ramban holds, Yiyush Boshus does not help. The whole concept of Yiyush is only applicable if something is lost. If something is not lost, I think it's lost. That's if it's not lost, there's no parsha of Yiyush. That's Yisoid base. So Memele, the Ramban says, that all the time when a person picks up an Aveda before Yish, an Elch Yid, he picks up an Aveda before Yish. So what happens then? The minute he picks it up, he becomes a Shemer of the Bailim. So it's halachically, it's Keilu, it's Bershus HaBailim. He's the Yad Shemer Ki Yad Bailim. It's Bershus HaBailim. Fine. It's Bershus HaBailim already. The Bailam doesn't know about it. He's ignorant, but that's irrelevant. Now, so 10 minutes later, the Bailam is miyayish. That yish is worthless. That's called yish bershus. The Aveda is in your issues already. You are miyayish. Yish bershus does not help. So, Memele, you know why when I pick up an Aveda 10 minutes before yish, and he was Miyayish, I have to return it. Not because how we learned till now, which is Shitas HaToisvus, the Chiyav HaShavah was Chal. So since the Chiyav HaShavah was Chal, it's not Nifka. That Shitas HaToisvus in Baba Kama and Merubah Toisvus mentioned such as one. Ramban doesn't hold of such laws. The Ramban holds, you know why Yiyush does not help after someone picked it up? Because it's not lost anymore. It's Bershus HaBailim. So in Yish, Bershus doesn't help. So that's why it doesn't help. The Bailim was Miyayish.
The Yish doesn't help. It's Yish Boshus. That is by an Aveda that was picked up before Yish, and Elah Yita returned it to the Bailam. Yish will never help. Yisoid Beis. Yisoid Gimel. Now let's talk about Aganev. Aganev, he steals something, and the Bailam is Miyayish. There also the Yish doesn't help. You know why the Yish doesn't help over there? We can't say this for it. This is, it's Mamish the exact opposite. He stole it and wants to keep it for himself. There's a new Svarim. Since you got it, you were the one that brought about the Yish. Why is he Miyayish? Because you stole it from him. That's why he's Miyayish. Such a Yish doesn't work. If you were the one that was Mesav of the Yish, that's why the Yish doesn't work. So, finished. That's by a gun. That's Yisoid number 3. Yisoid 4, now let's come to our Gemara. A person went and lost something. Fine, it's lost. Now, if no one would have picked it up, he'd be Miyayish 15 minutes later. It's Yish, it was Miyayish, anyone can take it, it's finished. It's whoever takes it, it's theirs, it's not, there's no Chiyuv HaShava, there's nothing, Gonish mit Gonish. Now, this person picked it up. Now, if he'd be an El Chiyid, and he'd pick it up to be Meshivit, so then the Yish 15 minutes later will not help, because if now he's ashamed of him, it's Yish Boshur, so Yish won't help. But he wasn't an El Chiyid, he was a Ganev. He picked it up on Manas Legozloi. Now, when he picked it up on Manas Legozloi, you can't say it's Bashus HaBailim, because he's not ashamed of the Bailim. He has no intent to watch it for the Bailim. His whole intent is to keep it for himself. So now, 15 minutes later, when the Bailim is Miyayish, here the Yish should help. Because it's not Peshus, here it's not Yish Peshus, it's not in the Rishus HaBailim. Here the Yish should help. So Als Aveda, the only reason, the sole reason that Yish doesn't help by Aveda because it's Yish Peshus, it's not Peshus. He's not a Shemer, he's not holding it for the Bailim. The Bailim can forget about it, he has no intent to give it back to him. It's not Yish Boshus. So the Yish Man Aveda should help. Now, what we said, by Gzela, Yish doesn't help. Well, that is Pshat, if he was Mesaviv, I made the Yish. He hid the Yish because he got lost. I didn't do anything. He lost it. He's Miyayish because he got lost. Just when I picked it up, I'm not ashamed for him. So here, he's Miyayish, and here the Yish help Al Saveda. So it's mine. It's an Yish, so I picked it up, so now it's mine after Yish. It's mine after Yish, so finished. So I'm kinda B'Yish. It's mine, period. There's no Chiyuv HaShav at all. That means as follows. By a Gazlan, when a Gazlan steals something, a fellow Yish should be kind, he's mechuyif to pay back. He's mechuyif, a Gazlan mechuyif to pay back. If you pick up an Aveda after Yish, there's no chiv, period. There's no chiv to pay back. You can keep it. This Aveda, since the Bailam was Miyayish, and the Yish helped, so it's mine. There's no chiv to return it. It's mine, period. It's mine. I don't owe him a penny. I don't owe him a penny. I was kind of a Yish. So Memele will learn the Gemara. If I give it back to him, that means like this. When I picked it up, I was able to sing. So I picked it up, I was able to hush to Shivan, because I didn't pick it up to return it. I was able to sing. All three males, I was done. Then when he was Miyayish, I was kind of a Yish. It's mine. Period. I don't know. After the Yish, it's mine, period. I don't owe him anything anymore. It's mine complete. Just like every Yish, Tavayda. Some of Mele, but there's no Esed. There's nothing. No, it became mine completely. So the Gemara, the words, Matone hu ba'alma de yoivle, it's mine. V'yisure the Ovad Ovad. Now let us go back to see the Lashon of the Ramban, and we'll see how every word stems. Let's go back to the Lashon of the Ramban. V'hochi yusvore de goinzal, de gzeile va'aveide hizu. This is a gzeile and an aveide. Va'aveide niknes b'yush. Aveide is niknes b'yush. Heicha shaloi notlo. If it was not picked up, and it's not b'shus ha'bailim, so aveide is niknes b'yush. Ugzeile ainu niknes b'yush midarai saloilim. Gzeile is not niknes, because I was misaviv the yush. Vim timtzoloi me niknes, tomi mi mishalim. Vizu. Kivin shenot lo legoizlo v'loy lahashiva. He picked it up to steal, not to return. Harehi kumunachas bekalke. So it's just like it's lying on the cock. It's not pushus abaylim. I'm not ashamed of him. I picked it up to steal it. V'niknis b'yush mitam aveide. So you're kind of b'yush, like every aveide is niknis b'yush. D'bish loim eichesh anot lo b'toyres aveide, v'lo yamanas l'goyz lo koydim yush. If a person will pick up something, b'toyres aveide, doesn't want to steal it, then if I'm an elach yid and I pick it up to return it, then I can't be kind of beyush. Because the minute I pick it up, it's like by the bailam already. Hilkach. Therefore, if I pick a normal aveda, is not nikna beyish because it got returned to the bailam as soon as it was picked up. Hilkach la oilam eina niknis beyish. So he can't be kind of beyish. Hoil beyeshna bushus abailam. Because yish bushus doesn't help if I have something in my reshus and I think it's lost and it's not lost. There's nothing yish. Yish was only said by something that's lost. This was not lost. It's by the Bible. Avol bezu, but over here, shamanas legoizlo noitlo. He took it. He has no intent to return it to the Bible. Arehi lebailim kimenachas bekakas legabi the Bible. This is like it's on the kake. It's not b'shus Bible. This is lost. This is lost. It's in the hands of a gazlan who has no intent to return it. V'niknis b'yush l'gamri. So this is lost. If it's lost, it's niknis b'yush l'damri. K'dim moitzi mitziyah l'achayish. Just like if a person, if no one picked it up, and the bailam was miyayish, so the din is after yish, you're allowed to take it. It's yours. There's no chiyuvim whatsoever. If I pick up something after yish, it's mine. There's no responsibility on me. And what's with veishiv as a gzeila? Because this became his already. This became his yish taveide is. If the Bailam lost something and he was miyayish, whoever picks it up, it's theirs without any strings attached. It's mine. There's no responsibility to return it to the Bailam. It's mine. Yish taveda makes it mine completely. So since there was a yish taveda over here, it wasn't in the Rishus HaBailam. Hilkach. Af al pi shehech zero. So he's like everything already. This is a klore pshat. Every word in the Gemara stems. It's a matone. It's mine. I don't owe you anything. I was kind with yish tabede. And you hear over here yish tabede, yish tigzela. That means over here. That here you can't say that all the time a gazlan yish doesn't help because he was masav of the yish. Here the yish was because you lost it. So there's a yish taveda, yish makes it yours, it's mine, a guten tag, and that's from the Gemara.
Let us go further in the Gemara. Not lo lifnei yiyush amenas lahachziva. A person took an aveda, someone lost it. Not lo lifnei yiyush amenas lahachziva. He picked it up. He wants to return it. An elachi yid. Fine. Ula'acha yiyush niskaven lagoizla. After yiyush, now he wants to steal it. Now he wants to steal it. Oiver mishum hoshev teshivim. So now he's oiver mishum hoshev teshivim, and now we're also going to have a big machlekes over here, what pshat is. Let us see what Rashi says. Here Rashi talks about it. Oiver mishum hoshev teshivim. He's oiver of hoshev teshivim. So again, he picked it up, he wanted to return it. After yiyush, he decides he's going to keep it for himself. He's over al toshiv teshiv. So al kaponim, before we learned this person was over a triple header, three averis, this person got away with one. He's over mishim hoshiv teshiv. One averis. So Rashi makes now a chesh ben hanefesh. Loi sigzeo loi shayach. Elo b'shas netile k'moi v'yigzel asachanis miyad ha-mitzri k'domar b'bobakam. The Rav Sorashi says that the Issa le-sigzel is if I take something be-issa. I took it be-issa, I stole it. That's called le-sigzel. V'yigzel asachanis miyad ha-mitzri. I took something away from someone. Now, over here, when I picked it up, I didn't take anything away. I picked it up on Manas Lahoshi. So there was no Maisa Gzeila B'yodai. I picked it up because I wanted to return it. Later, after Yiyush, I decide to take it for myself. So there was no Nitila L'Shem Gzeila. It was a Maiba Shus, it was Bateros L'Yodai. Now I want to steal it. If it came into my Rishus through Gzeila, then you overlay Sigzel. But if it came in my Rishus Beheta, and now I want to steal it, not overlay Sigzel. That's what Rashi says. Ela b'shas netila, I took it Ligzel. K'may v'yigzel s'chanis b'yad ha-mitzri, k'ilom b'bobe kama. That's that. Leisucha leisalem eina azore el lekoivish es eina v'nimna melahatzel. The love of leisucha leisalem is don't be misalem. You see an aveda, you look the other way and you go further. That's the love of leisucha. Don't be misalem. Hilkach anoitla amenas. But this person, was he misalem? Fakert, he was gewaldig. He picked it up to return it. So he wasn't able to suchel isalem. He picked it up and asked to return it. Ula'ache yiyush niskaven legoizlo enka misalem. Rashi said, leisuchel isalem means you see an aveda in your misalem from, you ignore the aveda. That's the love. Don't do that. Don't look at the scenery now and then you see an aveda in front of you. Leisuchel isalem, that's the love. You see a Veda, pick up your enemy's Veda. So I did that. I followed all the instructions. I picked it up to return it. So I wasn't over Leisuchel Isalem. I picked it up to return it. So I wasn't over that love. And Leisigzal wasn't over because when there was no Netila B'Yisrael. Avol Hoshev Teshivim Ike Mishenotal Ad Sheyeshiveno. But I'm over Hoshev Teshivim. Now, here Rashi says, here I'm over Hoshev Teshivim. I have to return it. That's it. Only Sigzal wasn't over, Suchel Salma wasn't over, but it's an Aveda, and there's a Chiev Hashove, so Rashi says, you have to return it. Hoshev Teshivim, you have to, you picked up an Aveda, the Sahal on you, a Chiev Hashove, Mishenotel Achi Yeshivim, Agavuche, Achoinim Amadai from this Rashi is a big machlekes harishayim, but let's not go into that. When is the mitzvah of Hoshev Teshivim Chal? So Rashi Shita is, it's Chal when you pick it up.
The love of a sucha l'salam is before you pick it up. You're not allowed to ignore it. Fine. The mitzvah of hashiv teshivin is when you pick it up, it's chal on your achiyim hashav. So I picked it up, it was chal on my achiyim hashav, I'm not going to return it. I want to steal it now, fine. Like sigzal it wasn't leiv, like so osam it wasn't leiv. But it's achiyim on my hashiv teshivin, I have to return it. That's what Rashi says. Now, okay. Let us see Taisvis. Einai oive elamishim hoshev teshivim. Now, we have here a Gemara. The Gemara says that you only oive mishim hoshev teshivim, and that's it. Bekame diktushin. So here I have a case, I have a unique case that there's an aveda, and you're not oive the love of leisuchalis alim. And Yoiva, the Esa of Hoshiv Teshiv, we have a unique case. Be'kama the Kedushin, the Hoshiv, Ashovas Avei, the Esa Sheinas Man Grome, Hainu Be'inyin Shebekam. Now, so the Gemara says in Kedushin, Mitzvah says Esa Man Grome, Ishis Pot. Mitzvah says Sheinas Man Grome, Ishis Chai. Well, it speaks out what's called Mitzvah says Man Grome, Einas Man Grome. So one of the mitzvahs sheinas man grom is a Shabbos Abed. Fine. So Isha is chayv mitzvahs sheinas man grom. So Tosfos and Kedushin is a big problem. You have to say a whole lumdis. She's chayv to return because mitzvahs sheinas man grom. There's a lav, leisuch leisalem. You have to return it out to lav. Why did you just say, she's mechuyim out to lav, leisuch leisalem? That's Tosfos Kasha. That means it would seem from the Gemara, you know why a woman has to be Meshav and Aveda, because it's a mitzvah she's mangoma. So Tosfos says, Afilo, it's love's mangoma. This is Afilo under she's mochuyiv, there's a love, a woman is mitzvah and a love. So Tosfos says, oh, when you learn this Gemara, now you appreciate the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin is speaking about a lady that picked it up on Manas Lahoshev, and later she decided to steal it. So Lesucha Lesalem, she wasn't Toivim. Now, is there a Chiv on her of Hoshev Teshivim? So Gemara, yo, it's with the Sessa, she ain't as man grom, and she's more Chiv with it. Now you know Pshat in the Gemara in Kedushin. Fine. So far, so good. Ve'im taima ba'amai leka lav de leik sigzel. Why isn't there a lav of leik sigzel? What happened with leik sigzel over here? Imishum de beteiro saliyodei. But Rashi says, well, when he picked it up, he didn't pick it up for shame gzela. So, that's not a cousin. But yigzel asachanis, you have to take away this. If I picked it up at it's a my reshus and later decide to steal it, there's no leisigzel. Aloy bekoivish schar soche ike lav kedome bepeke zeh Pektoises is a lav of leisigzel by koivish schar soche. That means, a moire dike gemore. The gemore says that if Reuven worked for Shimon, and Reuven comes to Shimon, pay me. And Shimon says, no, I won't pay you. So he's over a lav of leisashik, which is kevish chasor. He's over leisikzel. That's a gemara in leisan nesher. There was a meisik zel over here. He didn't pay him. So you see, not to give Yenna his money, that's leisikzel without a meisik zel. For a Tosfos, this you thought what Rashi said, that Leisigzel's only with a Maisig Zeyle and Shuldik, Yoiva Skevish Chasochi Yoiva Leisigzel. Beishloima Dohosam Kshimiskaven Ligzel Leinishyayshu Abaylam Bohoche Kvar Nishyayshu. Now, Poshe Tosfos Teretz is as follows, and there's a Tosfos in Baba Kamek of Yidala from the base. Tosfos says, after Yish, I feel you're not koina with Yish, but it's Niklash, the Bailus of the Bailam. Tosfos says, look, I'll be other things. After Yish, I feel you're not koina, but the Bailus of the Bailam is Kolosh. So Tosfos says, some emailus, that's the Chayim Shad, not Tosfos. The love of Leisigzel, you're only over if it's his 100%. If it's his 80%, because he was miyayish already, and the yish accomplishes a klishis in the bailas, so you're not able to say so. That is the teretz of Taisvis. The Baal will stop here. There's still something to talk about in this Taisvis. We have to get back to Rashi.